Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Right.
So, you know what I mean?
So these are weird.
You've seen the size of the Magnum, dude? That fucking gun in real life is like this big.
From the clouds of the highest mountains, from the corners of the earth, two men have traveled leagues to bring you. Welcome to the Eagle Boys. Drew Ladd and Nick Huber. Overkill.
We're just letting it go today, ladies and gentlemen.
Can I read something to you?
Ladies and gentlemen, I think you can.
Nah, Goot, you need to hear this. Now I hear... Wait. Nah, Goot, you need to hear this. Now, I keep Jiddle Yang around this year by the love of the nook of your Goot. But if you need to grow up and be a middle yang, what the fuck you mean, buckle Ute?
He's speaking in tongues, Will. We need to exercise his demons. The power of Christ compels you.
You fuckle
Ute. The power of Christ compels you.
Middle Yang?
What was that?
Middle Yang, you erm?
Was that English?
You can't erm the germ, Middle Yang.
This dude just keeps talking in tongues.
there's something.
Yeah, he tried to strong arm the germ.
there's something called jickling, and it's like a made up.
Okay, that sounds racist.
No. There's
like that sounds like a racial slur.
Look up jickling.
How do you spell it,
dude? People just be making shit up.
J I k k u h.
That's it.
Yeah. There's a whole dictionary on it.
Oh, it's a song.
Yeah, play a... Yeah, so this dude made up this whole language, and it's fucking crazy. And Nick, I think you'll like this. That's the guy.
What does he call it? Jickle?
On hash a pass, make a look getting a pen, I kaboot. I got a free dictionary, my git on YouTube, git. The audio book, my nin. Hesnapping. The free audio book to the Jickling Dictionary is on YouTube right now.
That's not a good one. You got to put a different one. He's got some good ones. Yeah, just play that one. I'm sure this one will be
also
good.
Turn Drew's mic down because...
Is it too loud?
I can hear every breath that you're making.
Yeah. You're basically like what I'm doing right here. I'm lifting your sprocket cables up and fixing your transmission denominator right here in the back.
What the fuck is he even saying?
I'll go ahead and give you a tune up on your throttle day and then go ahead and put some spoiler sprocket cables in the back so it'll come together into the alignment, and it's going to get the alignment right when you go and get your the inside of your engine shaft located.
Engine shaft located.
Explain it. All right, so basically it's like, you know, like underneath your jet-o, right there where you got the sprocket cable down.
The sprocket brocket.
And then you can put the piston shaft.
Like, is he thug or is he British? Like, I don't really, what I'm trying to figure out.
He just made up this whole fucking language. Anyways, I have a gift for you. Your birthday gift finally came in. Are you ready for it?
Oh, fuck me. Are we going to be able to, like, put this on the podcast?
I'll black it out. I will black it out.
That's a good way of doing this.
But, yeah, I think you're really going to like it.
I swear to God, if it has anything to do with you, no.
We'll put it on Patreon for anyone who's interested.
Okay. Yeah. For everybody, I don't know if you can read that, what he got for me there. It might be backwards how you see it. Proud to be gay, and
yeah. So you can add that to the collection.
I can add that to the collection. Thank you very much.
Yep. There you go.
I'm going to wear that with pride.
You should. You should wear that.
Dude, wear that with pride.
If he fucking wore that when he went out, that'd be fucking amazing.
Dude, I have a girlfriend now, so like, what does it matter? Who am I trying to impress?
Yeah, no.
Think about this midnight release of GTA 6.
Oh, I'm wearing that. I'm wearing that as I run them over in the game.
And I think she would really like it. I think it would, you know.
Dude, can we?
I don't know what size you wear. I got a. The only thing they had was extra large and extra, extra large. So I got an extra large.
Yeah, that works.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if you wore large or not.
No.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Baggy tees for days, dude.
Well, yeah. Sorry that took so long.
Dude, well worth the wait. I will say thank you very much, my brother.
You're welcome.
Very much worth the wait.
Yeah.
I swear one day I want to make like a blanket out of the shirts that you've got me.
You probably need like four more. But that's four more years.
One, two, three. Yeah, I mean, like four more.
Yeah, you need like four more, and then you can like
four more, and I can make like a decent size blanket out of that.
Yeah, like a quilt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little throw blanket.
Yeah. I feel like if you made a quilt out of it, you would have to bring it to like every event just so people know.
I drape it over my shoulders. What are you talking about? Draping that shit and tying it over like a fucking cape.
Right.
Like I'm 2 years old. I don't care. I'm doing it.
Yeah.
And that's going to be centerpiece right there. No, actually, the centerpiece is going to be the walk to end slavery one.
That'll be the
centerpiece.
Yeah. Cause that kind of just branches out in everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically. You know?
Yeah. Now I got to think of what to get you next year. I got to think of like another activist thing. I'm like running out of them.
No kings.
Maybe it'll be like
no kings.
Yeah. No kings or
there
like
you go.
Antifa.
Queen Latifah for president or something?
I'm probably going to have to blurt that one out. I don't know if you can say the word Antifa without getting flagged for something.
I don't even know what that means.
You don't know what that is?
I think as long as it's, not in a bad context, we're fine.
Well, the thing is that there's like protests now are basically just a bunch of weirdos and then...
Yeah, they all suck.
And then FBI agents that like egg them on. Like that's proven that... FBI agents are in protest to like get people to do shit. They had like bricks sitting out at like, I don't know which protest it was, but they had bricks sitting out waiting for people to come and fucking grab them.
George Floyd.
Start throwing them.
And just throw them.
George Floyd.
Like this, I don't know if it was, I think it was the FBI because the CIA is for like other countries, but why would they be doing that?
They want to see if they're the animals they're portrayed to be.
I think it's more than that. I think they're trying to just have a reason to shut down protest.
Well, that definitely, but also...
Or to make it look worse.
Well, also, they want to see if given the temptation to do something, mm-hmm. if they would or not.
Maybe it's just like a big psyop or something.
Yeah, kind of, because like, you know, you put the bricks out, right? They can choose to pick them up and start throwing them and whatnot.
Yeah.
But if they just leave them there,
mm-hmm.
no problem.
Did you see how...
As soon as they start picking them up and fucking throwing them, problem.
I just saw... So, like, so many videos are taken out of context, too. I'm pretty sure, like, 90% of all of the internet is just bots and just getting people to go back and forth to each other. I think right now, it's men versus women right now.
Really? You think so?
Oh, yeah. Dude, do you see the shit that fucking... girls be posting and then dudes be posting. It's all about the other sex. It's all about sex.
Oh yeah. And, I mean, I've like, seen all that, like where it gets all like,
but I don't think it was like that 10 years ago.
Men ain't shit. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like it wasn't like that.
Not really. No.
And then it's also women shaming other women for
women shaming other women for forever. Dog.
I know, but it's like
women do not support women.
But like,
I don't care what anyone says.
It's like specifically towards like, oh, if you mess with your baby daddy, after you told him he's a piece of shit, then you're, you know, this or that. Like I see a bunch of that.
You know what's killing me nowadays is the food stamps ones.
Really?
You've been seeing those?
Yeah.
Because they're like shutting off food stamps pretty much.
Oh, are they really?
I think so.
No way.
Something like that.
They're cutting out food. I mean, it can't be for
everyone. I think Trump like said he was going to like take away funding from it or something.
Yeah, but it can't be for everyone.
No. It's not for everybody, but they're severely cutting the number of beneficiaries.
They said they're going to cut snacks and junk food.
Yeah, like you can only get like
healthy food.
Healthier food to like
chicken and with berries.
Food stamps. You know veggies. I mean? Like you can't go buy like a fucking bag of Doritos.
I don't disagree with you that. I mean? But at the same time, if that's what the supermarkets are selling.
Actually, no. I think they're gonna start. I think the way they're gonna do that is start limiting where you can go get stuff with food stamps.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you can't go to like the gas station and use food stamps. Even though I see on gas stations that they accept them.
Yeah, it's like an EBT card or something.
Yeah, EBT card or WIC. Something like that.
There's there's Snap.
Yeah, WIC is another one. Or I think Snap, yeah, Snap is one.
Snap's Ohio, though. I think there's like ones.
EBT, or yeah, Snap is Ohio.
Yeah, so there's ones for Ohio, then there's ones for like the whole, that are like federal.
Like, dude, I saw this video, this lady was like going like, I'm just going to start stealing. Like, they're turning off my food stamps. I'm just going to start stealing.
Yeah.
And I was like, you would much rather steal, like, go put the effort in to steal rather than put the effort in for a job.
I saw one that said, I told the Lord that I would never loot again after these riots. So I texted some people and asked them to, when they loot, to get me some shit.
Oh yeah, right? God. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
that's messed up.
That's pretty fucked up. Not going to lie. Pretty cool guy shit. Not going to lie. What the fuck are you doing?
We got some good videos here if you guys want to partake.
I wanted to bring something up though before we got into that. Gotcha. I'm not going to lie. I had the craziest thought today. You ever like saw, or, you know, you're looking up an animal, right? Just any animal. And its real name is like Zygapacificia africanicus or something. And then we just land on the vagina slug or something. Where did we get that? Where along the lines did the Alpacaphis asecaracanus is a zebra?
So
where did we get that?
There's like certain, like, not words, but okay, if we're talking about like chemicals, it's called nomenclature. So
no, I'm talking about like the Darwinism name that they give animals.
No, I hear what you're saying.
Is that what it has to do with?
But yeah, but the same thing applies to like chemicals. So like hydro means water. So like if you're gonna like call a chemical something, I can't even think of one off the top of my head. Oxy means like alcohol or something. Like there's like certain like words that mean something else when it comes to like naming chemicals. So I think the same thing goes for animals, and like, it has to do with
like this. Look, loxodonta.
Loxo means something, and then donta means something as well.
Yeah, it says sloping tooth.
Sloping tooth.
So
okay. Yeah,
so loxo probably means sloping, and then donta means
but
tooth.
But where did elephant come out of that?
Well, it's more referring to the curved tusks. The long white tusk.
I get why they named it Loxodonta.
But like, where did the word for the animal come
like,
from?
Like, where along the lines did we just say, yeah, well, it's an elephant?
Type that in. Where did the word elephant come from?
Yeah, that's an elephant. Or that's a fucking giraffe.
Yeah.
That's a fucking zebra. I don't know. That's an eagle.
Well, it says the Greek word kyklos was added for the circular pattern of its molars.
But how did like the scientific name not be like the one that we call it?
That's a good question.
Like, why did we land on elephant? You know what I mean?
Okay.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Okay, so
Loxodonta is sick. That's a sick name.
Yeah.
Okay, so like the way that the English language works, it's a lot of it is based off of Greek words. So we probably have our own, and then scientists, like which one came first though? I'm sure
Elephas originally meant ivory, and that's what they're t- Tusk is ivory.
Because isn't English based off of like, it's more like Cyrillic, like Latin, and where it's not a romance language, right?
I think English is a romance language, isn't it?
No. No, that's like.
No, it's Germanic.
That yeah, it's more Germanic because like Italian, yeah. Spanish, French.
French, yeah. Is romantic. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is romantic. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like the...
Dude, French people sound so stupid when they try to speak English. I'm not going to lie to you.
The scientific words probably came after.
Ooh, do you want to suck on my finger?
Madame, may I put my penis inside of you?
Like, dude, it's the stupidest thing in the world. Am I wrong?
Do you want a snail?
Do you want a snail, dude?
Would you like a cigarette?
Would you like the cigarette?
Who's stupid? Who's that fucking dude?
Just like how we sound stupid when we try to sound British, dude.
Fucking Pink Panther.
I know. Yeah. Steve Martin.
I would like to buy a hamburger.
I would like to buy a hamburger.
I would like to buy an hamburger. I would like
Hello, governor.
Hello, governor.
Yeah, we can't do British.
I'm
not good at it.
I'm only good at doing Indian accents and maybe Japanese or like Korean. Like
give me Nicholas. A five down, pretty.
Oh, Nicholas.
Oh, Nicholas. I can't do it. That's like Honor. Ninja. That's like old samurai master.
Yeah.
That's not like Asian. That's just samurai master that sounds like that.
Yeah. I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know if they still... I mean, I'm sure there's like some old fucking Korean...
Oh, Nicholas.
All right. Let's move on.
Yeah. Can we watch Christ.
No kimchi for you.
No kimchi.
Can we watch the crazy pothole video?
Oh, yes.
I like potholes.
You can hide a whole house in that pothole.
Oh,
you
my
know
how God.
I'd be to hit this bitch, man, being in the rush. Boom! Oh,
boom! Geez. Ah!
There, wait, go back to the beginning.
The whole city. The whole damn wheel came
we'll off. Even let you.
Oh, boy, the whole damn wheel.
You know how pissed I'd be to hit this bitch, man, being in the rush. Boom! Oh, shit. That nigga finna sue the whole city.
The
whole damn wheel.
The whole damn wheel came off. That's wild.
Yeah, that's crazy. He was sitting there for a second like, damn, this pothole is crazy. And then someone just immediately comes up. Boom!
I don't know why that made me think about this, but I need you to bring up a video for me right now.
What you want?
So I saw this video the other day that I lost my shit over. It was a trap remix of Gordon Ramsay screaming in the kitchen. It's fucking raw.
I fucking love Gordon Ramsay, dude.
Dude, he's so great. Yeah, I think it was this one. I'm not exactly sure, to be honest. Yeah, that's it.
I've seen
that's
this.
It.
The chicken's raw. Donkey, just shut the fuck up. Donkey.
Actually, no, this raw. Isn't it, but this is still funny.
Fucking raw.
Donkeys, come on, more donkeys, fuck you all, donkeys, you stuck up precious little bitch.
I walk around like that nigga.
What the fuck? Okay.
Oh, that's crazy.
That made the weirdest transition.
Look up, try this one. Gordon Ramsay, it's fucking raw trap. It's fucking raw.
What are you? An idiot sandwich.
An idiot sandwich. I think. No, that's only 9 seconds. I don't know. Whatever. I'll have to find it and bring it back.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Where's the lamb sauce?
Yeah, none of these are it, buddy.
Whatever, I'll find it. I'll find it and bring it back.
Sorry, man.
Whatever. Anyway, try to pick up the momentum again. Sorry about that.
Would you? Okay, let's go. Let's do a little debate here. Okay.
Oh shit! Are we debating again?
Captain America versus Legolas. We can also do Master Chief, but I think we should start with maybe someone.
Okay. This is actually a really interesting one.
All right, let's look at Captain America. Okay, super soldier serum. He can lift, like 1,200 pounds or something?
Yeah, he can lift like four or five times his weight or something.
Yeah, so he's like the strongest human that's ever fucking lived. And that's it. He knows how to fight, and he has a shield leader. He can throw. Let's look at Legolas, though, okay? He's immortal.
Yes.
Right? He's an elf.
Technically, he is immortal too. Captain America.
I don't think he is.
He's 90 fucking years old, but he looks like he's about 25.
No, he was in ice.
He goes back in time and ages normally and then.
Oh, that's right. He does age normally. Never mind. Spoilers. Anyway, go on.
He just lives a lot longer than the average human. He lives to be like in his 120s or 130s.
Yes, because he was in ice.
Right.
Yes. Anyway.
Well, no, even when he went back in time, he was an old man by the time Endgame came. So what that's like how many years is that?
Well, he went back to like the 40s.
Right. So that'd be.
Yeah. So he was 20. Well, it was near the 50s.
Yeah. End of the
40s. End of the World War II. End of World War II.
So what that's 80 plus 20. So he's 100 years, 100 something years old in Endgame. And then he's probably got another like 10, 20 years left.
Yeah.
Right? So he lives almost twice as long as like a regular human.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is pretty good.
He's at least like 115 in Endgame.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. By the time that movie took place. Yeah.
And he still seems like, okay, like he's just an old man.
Yeah. I mean, he's just an old dude.
Yeah.
Just doesn't pee in buckets.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to.
But Legolas, dude, like immortal.
The question is, can he hit him with an arrow? Because he's got the shield.
That is a great question. Does he have like magic arrows or is it just arrows?
I think he just has like regular arrows.
Just arrows.
He's the most accurate archer in all of the Elvendom.
But he can fight too. He has arrows and he can fight. But I think.
Does he have any magical abilities at all? I can't remember genuinely.
No.
He has farsight, but that's about
it. But that's about it?
Yeah.
Okay. Legolas was.
Captain America's a lot stronger, though.
Yes. Yes. I will say, though, let's put it in a. We'll get back to Legolas, but let's put it in a different perspective since we're talking MCU. Captain America versus Hawkeye. One of the most hardened, trained assassins of all time against a super soldier.
Does he have Mjolnir?
No.
No. Let's say no magic's involved here. Like base form, no Mjolnir, just the shield. He has the shield, but what's his name has all of his gadgets too. Now, granted, he's not as strong as he is.
So Hawkeye has a lot of crazy ass arrows that will explode.
Yes, he has crazy arrows that he can use. But there again, the shield.
This is what I'm going to say.
Vibranium.
If a fucking explosion is going to fuck him up either way, dude.
I know, but like at the same time, you've seen him do explosions with the shield and come out just fine.
Yeah, but what if the arrow sticks to the shield and explodes? He's fucked.
It's not going to bust vibranium. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but it's going to rip his fucking arm off.
No.
Why not?
Because vibranium, the property of vibranium, why it's able to take as much shit as it can, as its name suggests, it cancels out vibration.
I feel like there's some other forces at work, though, because there's still the outward force.
Think about this. Because in Civil War, right? Hawkeye shoots those explosive arrows at Black Panther, mm-hmm. whose suit is made fully out of vibranium, and he explodes them right next to his face.
Is that true, Will?
Confirmed.
Okay. All right.
He explodes both of them in his hand.
This is what I'll
right
say.
Next to his face.
I think it depends on the circumstances. If Hawkeye has the surprise jump and the distance, he takes it. If Captain America, if it's like face to face, one on one, Captain America has it. I think it just depends on the circumstance. And I think the same. And I think either way, Legolas gets fucked up.
Yeah, I was gonna say regardless, I think Legolas is done
because he's just not fast enough or strong enough.
Yeah,
He is very fast.
And okay,
with incredible agility. Okay. I will say that.
Yeah.
Well, that actually might give him a little bit of an upper hand. Think about the kid. I forget his name already, but he was Wanda's brother. Remember?
No.
Wanda's brother, super quick.
Quicksilver?
Was that his name?
Yeah.
Did they ever dub him a name?
Yeah, it's Quicksilver.
Is that who it is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Quicksilver. Yeah. You know, he kind of fucks up Captain America a couple times.
Technically, Disney has X-Men now because of Deadpool.
Yeah, that's true. But Legolas is not as fast as fucking Quicksilver is like it's almost
But agility is not his strong suit. Well, actually, no, that's a lie. It is. Because remember in Civil War, he was like running on the highway with the Black Panther and the Winter Soldier.
I mean, dude, he's got to be flexible.
Bucky. Like, dude, he was booking it.
Captain America's got to be able to throw it back. You know what I'm saying?
Anyways, gotta be able to fucking throw that thing back.
I'm gonna give it to Captain America versus Legolas.
I would have to actually agree with that.
Can we look at the comments real quick?
Let's
see what other people are saying here.
Sure.
Movie Lord of the Rings. If so, Legolas mid difference.
Mid diff.
Why are people saying?
So that apparently, I guess the book Legolas is like crazy.
He's way more OP than the movies. They tone him down so hard in the movies.
Mm.
Okay, so my only impression was the movies. So I've never read the books.
Tolkien elves live almost 1,000 to 2,000 years.
But they're mortal. They can be killed, right?
Yeah, it's hard. It's really hard.
But you can.
Yes. High elves, like royal elves, are really hard to kill. Which Legolas is, because he's the son of Thranduil, who was in the Hobbit movies.
Oh.
Watch those.
Can you go down a little bit? I want to see if someone says something else.
Elves are strong as shit.
Just minimize the first comment, because these are...
Okay.
Yeah, you just do that.
Gotcha.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Everyone's saying Legolas.
Cap throws shield, Legolas shoots shield midair and turns it upside down and rides shield like a skateboard.
Legolas is like hundreds of years old.
While shooting Cap with a minigun level of arrows from a limitless quiver. Just skates on your head. Yeah, why is everyone saying Legolas? That's weird.
Yeah, maybe it is Legolas. Maybe we're not thinking this through.
Yeah, this is a test of agility and reaction time, and Legolas will be superior. Which is weird, because we brought that up. I thought, you know what I mean?
You know what? They have some good points. I'm going to have to go Legolas here.
Thanos, yeah.
It's close.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's got to be really close.
And it did say Thanos, the 1,000-year-old warlord, struggled with him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he didn't exactly... beat him, but he struggled with him. And dude, freaking Thanos is like four times his size.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? And he was able to like hold him off there for a second. You know what I mean? He didn't win, but he was able to hold him off.
What about Captain America versus Master Chief? I'm going to have to give that to Master Chief.
Master Chief, every single fucking time. Here's why, is because the reason Master Chief is so good at what he does is because he is gifted with luck.
Yeah.
That's what he's gifted with.
Yeah.
Anything he can put his mind to, he succeeds.
Master Chief isn't the strongest or the most capable Spartan, but he somehow gets everything done.
That's what I'm saying. He gets everything done because everything he wants to have done happens.
Yeah.
Because he's blessed with luck.
Right.
Like legitimately, like cosmically, he is blessed with the ability of luck.
He's like Neo.
Pretty much.
He's like the one.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Master Chief would fuck up.
Master Chief Captain America. Fuck him up, dude.
I mean, there's no way that Captain America can punch through his armor. Like, what is he going to do? He would have to, like, tie a cable around his, like, leg and, like...
I don't know, because, I mean, his armor is strong, but it's not impenetrable.
That's true, but he has a shield.
An overshield.
Right.
For bullets. Not for fists.
I thought the shield blocked, like a couple hits at least from a fist.
It could, but it's not going to last very long.
And I will say, John facing new enemies for the first time, he has a very hard time adapting. It's usually the second fight he wins.
Yes.
So yes. First fight against Cap might just do him in.
Yeah, maybe.
I still have to give
him a message. I think Captain America's strength is the one thing that would give him an upper hand.
You think Captain America is like stronger than Master Chief? Pure,
unhuman, like, is abnormal strength.
Which, wait,
sorry.
Are Spartans, aren't they given like they're genetically altered?
They're genetically altered to be subservient and also like just train to be the literal best.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It doesn't mean that their powers are inhuman though. Mm. Captain America's strength is inhuman.
Yeah, but
nobody in humanity can lift or fight what he can.
That's true. We might have to go 50-50 on that one then.
That's kind of a 50-50 shot. I'm not going to say that I think they would just both end up fucking each other.
But what about Legolas versus Master Chief? Master Chief obviously wins that one.
Dude, put a bullet in his head, he wins.
Right.
you know what I mean?
So these are weird.
You've seen the size of the Magnum, dude? That fucking gun in real life is like this big.
Right.
One bullet shell about that fucking big around, right through Legolas's head, gone.
Oh, dude.
Done.
Stick him with a plasma grenade.
The Halo done. 1, specifically, the Halo 1 Magnum. Two shots to the dome, done.
My cousin, like, just tonight got a fucking 3-foot-size Master Chief replica.
Like a statue?
Yeah, it was like $2,000.
From where?
I don't know. I think it was from Microsoft.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah.
Is it like the Halo 2 one? Like the promotional one?
I had to leave. I didn't get to look at it. Bastard. Yeah, I'm going to fucking...
We're expecting pics later.
Yeah.
Pics or it didn't happen.
When I go home, I'll send you some pics.
Better. We'll post some pics in here.
Yeah.
Right here.
I actually haven't played a video game in like over a month.
Dude, I haven't gamed at all. That's a lie. I've been playing VR, but like I don't really count that.
But it's probably because you have a girlfriend.
Kind of, yeah. But also just like, I like just sitting there and just being able to watch TV. You know what I'm saying?
My video game time has been greatly reduced since getting a relationship.
I feel like after I played video games like the same amount when I was in a relationship, but after I got broken up with, I stopped playing.
You stopped playing?
Yeah.
Dude, that's when you start.
No, it was the opposite for me. Because for me, I was like thinking like, because like, dude, when a girl breaks up with you, you feel so bad about yourself. And you're like, I have to. Like,
I got
to
get out and do
something.
Yeah,
like I have to do something. So like me like sitting at home playing video games, I'm like, I can't fucking do this. Like I have to go like be like productive and do something.
Like do some shit.
Yeah. Like it just bothered me so bad to just like do nothing.
I get that.
Yeah.
I get that. I do be sitting there on my couch sometimes. Like even if it's like after work, you know, I got to go to sleep in 4 hours. Not even that, probably like 3 hours. And do it all over again the next day.
Yeah.
Like type deal. I'm sitting there on the couch and I'm just like watching TV and I'm just like, what the fuck am I doing?
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's just an endless cycle.
Existential crisis. You're just like, God damn, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. Like what the fuck is life?
What the fuck are we doing right now?
Yeah.
And I'll like think to myself, actually, you know what's funny? I haven't played Apex in months.
Really?
Like months. Just haven't played it. And at first it was just because I moved in the new house and like I just didn't have time, you know, and also the shit wasn't set up, you know, all that. But as soon as we got set up, I don't know.
You've had a lot going on, dude. You got a new house, a new girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit's, life's changing, dude. Life's fucking changing.
Yeah, that's how
they gave me keys to the building at my work.
Oh, really? Fucking
locking up and shit now.
Congrats, brother.
Yeah, I appreciate that, brother.
That's some adult shit right there.
Adult shit.
Did that come with a raise?
You know what I mean? Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
You know what I'm saying?
Came with a juicy raise.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's good.
Pretty fat and juicy. And
things are going well.
You know what I'm saying? Fucking, yes, sir.
Nice and fucking.
You know what I mean, nice and soft. Not erect.
Wiener.
Wieners.
Dude, I love that fucking clip so much.
What are you being for Halloween?
I want to be Han Solo.
That's fucking sick.
Yeah.
Actually, that's actually sick as fuck. I'm not going to lie.
Too bad I don't have a Leia.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Let's find him a Leia out there.
There's always Chewbacca.
Lay down.
Oh, no. Yeah, let me go get a dog.
There's
pause.
Jar Jar Binks, dude.
Yeah.
Jar Jar Binks can throw it back.
Let me look for a Jar Jar Binks.
Suck you long time.
My
God.
Misa suck you long time.
Can we look up a picture of Jar Jar Binks? I mean, his lips are fucking.
Can you look up a thick Jar Jar Binks? That's what we need right now. Thick with two C's. With two C's, brother. Two C's.
Someone's already looked this up.
Jar Jar Binks is thick.
Wait, no. Go to the bottom left one. Yeah, that one.
What the fuck?
make it full screen. Or no, go to the one. Go up. Go right.
Okay, but why right. was yeah, my thought is that he was going to have like screen. A fat ass or something. They would just give him an absolute dump truck.
Can you zoom in at all?
Jar Jar Bink lifting.
Oh my God.
Jar Jar been lifting.
Why does he look like The Rock?
Because that's probably The Rock's body that they put him on.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's really cool.
I don't know.
Man.
Probably not. I don't know about those tattoos. I don't think that's The Rock.
You don't think so?
It's not.
He's got tribal like that, but I don't think that he doesn't have stars like that, I don't think.
Yeah, I have no idea.
The abs are off. I've watched a lot of WWE.
Yeah, that is true.
Sorry about that.
He kind of looks like you know what I mean? He looks like he definitely goes to the gym, but there's no way he's not shooting up roids.
I can't get into WWE. Let's
shoot this in butthole.
Oh my God. Yeah, I can't get into WWE.
Jar Jar Binks.
What draws you to WWE? Is it the drama?
Honestly, the storylines in the 90s and 2000s were great.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, it's making a comeback, but it still kind of sucks.
Oh, yeah?
It's just a bunch of like rednecks complaining on stage. It's really all it breaks down to.
I don't think all of them are like they all have like their own personas. I think like,
yeah, they all have their own personalities.
Is there one white trash dude that like...
Dude, Stone Cold.
Stone Cold Steve Austin, dude. He's still busting those beers.
The American
open.
Dream Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah.
I have no idea who that is.
Oh, yeah.
Rest dude, in. He's the dude that, rest like, he'll take those two beers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let me just look
and
it up for
he'll
me.
Literally just, before he, like, goes on, he'll bust them over his head and just drink both of them.
Yeah.
I had a beer. What? I had two beers.
What?
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 Oh my God. Actually, I might need you to look something up if since we're talking about Stone Cold.
I think I have seen him before.
Yeah, he's got his own podcast. It's really good.
Yeah.
You need to look up Stone Cold Steve Austin as Toad from Mario.
I think I have seen that.
With a little jumping. What?
It's Stone Toad.
Stone Toad Steve Austin. There's a video with it. That's just, it's like an AI. Like they made his voice like say a bunch of stupid shit.
We got to watch it.
We got to watch it now.
We're too far.
We can't not watch it.
500 pounds, some bitch, Bowser, just took the damn princess and used all the star power to put everybody in paintings. Now I need you to take your ass inside those paintings and recover the stars with a little bit of jumping, what? A little bit of punching, what? And a little bit of ass moving to save Princess Peach. And Peach. That's the bottom line, because Stone
Toad said so.
Hey, Mario.
Hey, Mario. Hey, Mario, that big old sumbitch, Bowser.
Speaking of AI, can we go to the leftmost Facebook post?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude, fucking AI is like, I've been watching all these videos, dude. Like, the shit that they're doing is actually kind of interesting.
It's kind of interesting, but also kind of scary of how realistic some of them are.
Yeah, so I follow Bob Reese on YouTube. This guy's pretty good.
See what's going on here.
Jumping. What?
Or let's make it clean.
What the hell?
Isn't that fucking crazy?
The first one's real life.
Or let's make it clean.
That's impossible.
That's the real life one.
That's pretty wild.
Isn't that crazy, dude?
Yep. Here we go.
Or let's make it clean.
it's the impossible flip.
Dude, some of them are just like so piss poor, though. You can like tell.
Yeah.
That they're AI. You know what I mean?
Yeah, some of them are really good. There's some World of Warcraft ones that like it's AI generated worlds, and it's fucking, it looks beautiful.
There's some Warhammer ones that are really good, too.
Yeah.
40K.
Can we talk about how Kalshi has new AI videos and they're absolutely fucking terrible?
Who?
Kalshi.
Who's Kalshi?
I don't know. There's some.
Isn't that that app where you can bet on like anything?
Yeah. But they have AI videos on YouTube now and they're bad. Have you seen any of these?
Yeah, they're just throwing shit to the wind.
Are you talking about like seeing those MLK videos?
No.
Has anybody seen any of those? Mm-mm. Dude. OpenAI had to like make its AI not make Martin Luther King videos because so many people were doing it.
Yeah, this is it. It's so bad.
The NBA on ESPN.
Nope.
No free ads. Go fuck yourself.
The NBA. Nope.
I don't give a fuck about the NBA. I do want to go to a hockey game though. Like soon.
Fuck sports.
Win, baby. We're in Florida asking people what they put their money on. I'm all in on OKC.
Indiana got that dog in them.
Will egg prices go up this month?
I think we'll hit $20.
How many hurricanes do you think we'll have this year?
Okay, this is actually kind of retarded.
Kelsey lets you legally trade on anything, anywhere in the U.S.
OKC.
OKC.
It's the old people having energy.
That's what kills me.
There's no old person that would speak like that.
No.
Maybe like a few of them.
Maybe.
And that's if they never smoked or drank in their life.
Ever. You know what I mean? Even the ones that like did party back in the day still don't talk like that.
Dude, AI porn is coming.
It's already here. What are you talking about?
Is it?
Well, I mean, wouldn't that be the point?
Oh, I think there was a video made.
You've never hit the hub, and they were just like, want to yank it to AI girls.
Dude, I've been trying not to watch porn.
Good for you.
I've been good for you. Like after my fucking breakup, I'm like, I'm not watching it. I'm not playing video games. I'm not doing shit.
Not doing this.
It just speaks strongly to me not to. But yeah, I had no idea that they're doing AI.
Yeah, that's a thing now.
Actually, I thought they had like one because I think ChatGPT or OpenAI or someone came out and said like, we're not the moral police. We're not going to stop people from doing this.
That sounds about right.
Which is weird though, because they stop you from like, they stop their...
No, they don't give a fuck about the gooners. The gooners can have their fun.
But like if you ask AI to like tell you like a sexy story, like it's not going to.
No.
But like, but you can make videos.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense to me.
Like, that doesn't make any sense to me either.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't want it in writing.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't want it in writing.
Which is weird though, because for girls like to read it. So they're just screwing girls over.
I'll tell you one thing I've been obsessed with like AI recently has been, there's been this creator who's been like doing a bunch of AI shit with Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Like he did one where, or he did a whole series where, like, I don't know why I'm assuming it's a guy, whatever. Anyway, but he did this whole series where he like took the gym leaders out of Pokemon
mm-hmm.
and like used AI to make them what they would look like in real life. You know what I mean? And I always thought that was so cool. Cause like some of them were actually really, really good.
Yeah.
Like he's putting out, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? And then there was like this one series he did with like celebrities and like what their Pokemon would be. You know what I mean? So like he had one with Donald Trump, right? And there was like this sloth Pokemon that came out that looks exactly like him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Swear to God. Yeah. You know?
Damn.
And they put it next to, can we look that up? Just Pokemon that looks like Donald Trump. It'll be the first one, I guarantee it.
Which Pokemon is it?
I forget its name. It was from a generation where I stopped playing. That one. Yeah, whoever that is.
What the fuck?
Gumshoot? Is that his name?
Gumshoes? Yeah. Game Freak Explain.
Yeah, Gumshoes.
But yeah, oh my God, they put a notch in his ear.
If that's true, that's actually crazy. They made a Pokemon that looks like Trump.
And they put a notch in its ear.
I wonder why they did that.
Because he got shot in the ear.
I know, but why would Nintendo?
Could you imagine if that actually was accurate?
We knew all along
what was going to happen.
Maybe Nintendo gets some kind of like...
Nintendo was the one who hired that guy.
Who? Trump?
That shot him.
Oh, really?
Swear to God. No, I'm just kidding.
I was like, oh, is this a conspiracy?
I'm not going to lie. You had me.
You had me too. I was like, what?
Nintendo hired that guy. You didn't know?
That would have been so...
The motherfuckers making Pokemon hired an assassin.
That would have been so interesting.
That'd be a crazy theory.
Yeah.
Why do you think their prices have been going... It's because their prices are going up for games.
Yeah.
They had to do it somehow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
By assassinating
the U.S. president. Awesome. Anyway.
Do you want to watch the last video here?
We got two more, but yeah.
I don't even remember what the other one was. Oh, yeah. Have you seen this, Nick?
Chiropractor fails. I've always wanted to see what this looks like.
Okay. And there it is.
Yeah. This is that AI that everyone, that Sora. Everybody's using that now.
Yeah, Sora is huge.
Okay. And there it is. You good? Sorry about the table. That was a little more than a little pressure.
Yeah, I think I'm...
He's just like, yeah.
I saw this one video. It was like car salesman or whatever. Like this guy made a video of a car salesman.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought his wife in. And he was just like, hi, my wife's looking for a car that can go... Or looking for something that goes from 0 to 100 in less than a second. And he's just like, I have something just for you. And he pulls out a scale and just hits it.
Jesus. Do you think that this is going to make people like shy away from real people that are making real videos, or do you think it's going to make them want to watch real videos more?
I think that's something that's been rolling around in my head. I think
because it's going to go one way or the other.
I think,
or maybe they can coexist.
We're going to hit a point where there is going to be an uprising. I say that, making it sound violent, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a revolution, that's better, of people who actually make videos and shit that are going to revolt against people who put AI out.
Like fuck your AI videos?
Like, literally, they're going to, like, just try to drown those videos out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, report them a whole bunch.
I don't think they're going to be able to, because making an AI video is going to be so much quicker.
It is. That's where I was going to get to, is that no matter what, the company like Instagram, fucking TikTok, whatever it might be, they'll still make money regardless.
Yeah.
So they're not going to give a shit.
Yeah.
And then there's going to be a company that comes along that does take over social media wise, but strictly does not let AI on it.
Yeah. So it'll be like a battle.
Yes.
Damn, I feel like AI is going to win.
Freaking clankers, I swear to God.
God damn, I have to cut that.
It's going
to
be called the Clanker Rebellion.
Oh my God. And now if I cut that, people are going to think that you're saying the...
Yeah, so you can't.
I mean, we are not talking about that. We're talking about actual clankers.
AI, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking God damn it. Editing is going to be like a real chore now. If it wasn't hard enough before, now it's like fucking goddamn sons of bitches.
Fuck.
All right, well, you want to put the last one on here?
Yeah.
Let's see what we got here.
Clank. What? Who said that?
Oh, this is just random.
They can stretch as they do and still keep their shape. Must be using some sort of advanced polymer. What do you think about that, boy?
Why do they have to expand so much?
Oh, I don't know, for sports and skateboarding and things like that. You'd never guess
that's
they
it.
Can stretch as they do. What and the still fuck? Keep...
It's just Hank Hill over Dragon Ball Z.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Can I get a whole series like that?
That would be crazy.
That'd be crazy.
If they did a whole fucking episode of...
Why don't you just leave this planet alone? Call my...
Oh, it's perfect.
That's it.
Oh my God. Dad, you're gonna blow up the planet, Dad.
Oh, I'll tell you what, son. I'm blowing this planet up.
Not propane and propane accessories.
Propane and propane accessories.
Dragon balls and Dragon Ball accessories.
Yeah.
Oh, it kicked me right in my Dragon Balls.
That's perfect.
I'm going to drag these balls across your face, Frieza.
Dragon balls? You'll be lucky if I don't drag these across your face, Frieza.
Oh, that's good.
That'd be pretty good.
You
wanna wrap? Sal, what a big... What is that? His tail.
Who would... Sal would be fucking... Or no, Frieza would be... No. Sal would be Boomhauer. Who would Frieza be? Frieza would be...
Fucking
his daughter.
Yeah.
No.
Gohan would definitely be Bobby.
Yeah.
But dad, you can't go yet, Dad. You can't go yet, Dad. You gotta find all the Dragon Balls, Dad. All
right, son. Let's put her on to this Kamehameha.
Well, hold on, son.
No, Frieza would definitely be Dale.
You think so?
You think Frieza would
I'm going to take all of you out like you're cockroaches.
Okay, yeah, I can actually see that.
I'm going to exterminate you.
I'm going to exterminate you. I'm going to exterminate this whole planet.
Oh, that's great.
That'd be great. That'd actually be a great, that'd be a great takeoff or a great pilot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody out there looking to do some editing, make a series?
I would 100%. I'm sure you can make it with Sora.
Probably 100% you can.
I never even got it on Sora. I don't even know how it works. You just type in Dragon Ball Z, but
Goku's voice is Hank Hill.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it.
I'm sure it would make it.
Dude.
Would it be Dragon Ball H?
Yeah. Yeah. Dragon Ball of the Hill.
Yeah. Dragon Ball of the Hill. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or what would it be?
King of the Dragon Ball?
Yeah, King of the Dragon Ball.
Yeah, that would be good too.
King of the Dragon Hill. King of the Balls.
Who do you think is
King
stronger?
King of the Balls.
Vegito or
we're debating again. Let's go.
Yeah, supreme debate.
Vegito or Gogeta? So if you don't know, Vegito is when they...
Is he a Cheeto version of Vegeta?
No. It's Goku and Vegeta paired.
Okay.
So it's one person.
Yeah.
But Vegito is made from them wearing these fucking earrings that bond them forever. And then Gogeta is done by the fusion dance.
Okay.
And that only lasts 30 minutes. Yeah. The fucking... Dude, I feel like... Oh, wait, we did that for our fucking pictures. Yeah.
Yeah, we did. Yes, we did.
But yeah, you want to wrap it up there?
I think we can wrap it up right there.
Sounds good to me.
I think that's an episode. Everybody, thank you so much for watching again. We are on Spotify and Apple Podcast. Also, please subscribe to our Patreon. Two tiers of subscription on that. Got a couple cool guys episode coming out here pretty soon, I'm assuming. Yes. Yeah, we got a couple cool guys episode coming out. And yeah, next week we're going to have, it's going to be our Halloween episode. So yeah, spooky season, y'all.
Catch us spooky outside. Boo. How about that?
Catch us outside, trick-or-treating, stealing all the candy from the kids. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Anyway, putting razor blades inside of Hershey bars. Anyway, thank you all so much for watching. Please subscribe to our Spotify, Apple Music, you know, all that. And we will see you all on the next episode.
See ya.